This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Big machine label artist Lauren Jenkins has a background in acting and film directing. She used that to produce a video short to go with three traditional music videos out of her new album. Jenkins speaks with GLT's John Norton via Skype about her Americana Country hybrid album, No Saint, and the film short. Jenkins says she had to tactfully convince her reluctant record company the 11-minute film was worthwhile. Making the three traditional videos first helped her sell the idea when executives realized there was a larger story to be told.
And I was like, yeah, there is. Here's the script. Let me go back to New Mexico and make the short film.
From a marketing perspective, what do you get from making that film short as opposed to the other three more traditional music videos that you were alluding to?
The three-part music video series to me didn't tell the complete story. From a storytelling standpoint, it was important for me to have the short film component. This is my first short film that I've been able to have complete control over. Most of the time, anytime I've been working on a film, it's somebody else's. So this was my vision. I just really felt like I had to make it and was going to, whether the label signed off on it or not. But from a marketing standpoint, it's pretty intense and pretty involved. And then also it's allowed us to submit to film festivals and have screenings. And it's just a model that if the story is there, it's something that I would like to pursue throughout my career.
I need to figure out a way to sort it all out. Every time I try to sit down and frame one thing as the middle or the beginning, what I'm left with are all these moments. I don't know how to sort them out anymore.
Well, habits are a bitch to break, and hearts just wanna
all right, the snippet is from Running Out of Road. It's the film short by Lauren Jenkins, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. Her brand new album is called No Saint. I want to get to that in just a second here, Lauren, but there's a lot of pain in this video short, as well as, I guess, in the album itself. How biographical is the short itself?
The short film is a combination of my story, and then I took a little bit of creative liberty to create these characters, and I'm not going to tell you which parts are autobiographical.
Well, let's go to the song itself called Running Out of Road from the album No Saint. I want to play a little bit of this song. What's with the title, Running Out of Road?
Well, I often feel like I am. It's kind of ironic because I haven't. I mean, sometimes I have to create my own road by going off into the dirt path somewhere. And that's kind of why I love that guitar intro, because the juxtaposition between the lyrics and also the feeling of the music, where you get this sense of kind of hope, which I really love, because that's sort of life for me right now. It's kind of, I'm always on the road, and sometimes I feel like I'm hitting dead ends, but there always seems to be more road, even if it feels like there's not.
Running out of road.
You were unusually driven and even maybe entrepreneurial at a very young age. What do you remember about that time? We're talking, what, 7, 8 years old. Didn't you declare to your parents that you either wanted to be an actor or a musician?
Yeah, I think about 8 or 9 is when it really kicked in. I was burning to start, you know, telling stories and playing music and working in film and learning photography. School was tough for me. So 15 was when I was finally able to start hitting the highway.
From my understanding is you were writing and even performing music at a very young age, but you also evolved into acting and modeling. Why the turn now into music with this new album?
Well, all of it was happening at the same time, but just on different levels. So I was working on film sets behind the camera and in front of the camera before I was professionally, quote unquote, doing music. And it just sort of happened that way. I didn't have anybody tell me that you could make a career in music, and I didn't really understand how that would even work. So I was playing music when I was 15, but it was, you know, for tips at coffee shops and trying to find clubs that would book this random 15-year-old who writes songs by herself. So it was just a different level. But I've always been a storyteller, and they've kind of happened at the same time since I was young. And I sort of put it all in the same box.
For the sweetest sweet dream.